This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In any mining rush, gold, oil, you name it, there are those who show up to work the mines or the rigs, and there are those who show up to sell. Sometimes the suppliers make the fortune, think Levi Strauss in the California Gold Rush. Sometimes, though, they just get by. Independent radio producer Todd Melby is in North Dakota working on a year-long project about the oil rush out there. It's called Black Gold Boom. And we're airing a series of his portraits this week of the people and the scenes that he's finding. Today, one of those suppliers, a guy named Bobcat John.
They call me Bobcat John because I had a bobcat for 20 years for a pet. And now I got a Canadian lynx, so I don't know what they're going to call me, but travel around and sell knives. I love knives, and so I'm semi-retired, and I'm pretty much disabled, so this is what I do. What kind of knives do you like?
Automatic knives.
Automatic? These are spring-assisted here.
Yeah.
Literally thousands of knives, anywhere from just your standard pocket knives to mother of pearl and abalone and turquoise and red coral and, oh, deer stag, elk horn. And then I have everything from fairly inexpensive basic skin and knives to very expensive Damascus steel.
Why did you decide to come to Newtown, North Dakota?
Because of the oil boom. I had tried selling knives around Idaho and nobody's got any money over there. Here it works a little better because there's more money flowing around. The economic conditions in Idaho are horrible. I live in Orfino and it's the most depressed town in the state of Idaho. People are losing their homes and getting their cars repossessed, and it's terrible.
So what do you think of all the trucks and oil country here?
It's the craziest thing I've ever seen, by far. I can't believe it. You know, it's insane. I've never seen so many trucks in one spot in my entire life. It gets so dusty you can't even see the knives in the cases. Well, people always have to eat. They don't always have to stop and buy a knife. So those taco stands are doing a pretty good business right now. In the summer, I'll probably do a little better. But you can't expect to make the kind of money doing this as you can selling food. Food's a big deal because everybody's got to eat. Believe it or not, that little razor is more money than the big ones.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you asking for that one?
It's $50.